systems go. Prepare for countdown. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Blast off to adventure in the amazing year 400 billion.
Obscene, dirty, filthy, immoral.
What are you people? On dope?
Are you good?
I'm good.
Okay. Kaboom.
As you were kabooming, I coughed and a piece of phlegm flew directly out of my throat and onto my
I can't even read my fucking screen now. There's phlegm. Disgusting.
Sorry.
Friday, April 15th, 2011, episode 482?
Yes.
Okay. I almost said 32 because the 8 looks like a 3.
No. 882.
Oh, fuck, man. It's fucking tax time done. Get your shit in. It's somebody's birthday. Happy birthday. You're old and awesome.
Fun with that. Happy birthday.
Yeah, whatever. No, I did kind of completely fuck up the kaboom. That was not the first time I fucked it up, and it won't be the last.
No, there's been plenty of times.
So, we talked to you on Wednesday.
Yeah.
Right? And you were sick.
I was sick.
And I was not?
No, you weren't sick yet.
I had the seeds.
You didn't
but
start
it wasn't
showing until yesterday.
Oh my fucking God.
How you liking it so far?
It wouldn't be so bad if I could just like chill here. But like when you have a chest, what was that called? It wasn't pneumonia.
It's a dry cough.
Just
thing.
A chest cold or?
Well, no, I'm pretty positive it was pneumonia from the way it felt when it was like full force. It's walking pneumonia. It's not, you know, feeling,
I don't know, though. Like pneumonia needs to be treated. Otherwise, it just keeps getting worse and worse until you die.
No, it does
the
not.
The kind I had no. did.
It does not. All they do for pneumonia is they give you fucking IV antibiotics and shit and just watch you. I mean, you could do that on your own. Just a lot of the times you're not getting enough oxygen to be able to be coherent, so you need to be on oxygen too.
Huh. So it might be too, because when I had it, I think I mentioned this on the show, but we were diagnosed as having asthma, and so it never got better, I guess. Maybe if you misdiagnose it and just let it go that way, you'll just die, but
I don't know.
It got bad to the point where I wasn't going to get better on my own. And I had five or six different pills I had to take. And I remember the one that I had to take that was like actually making me better gave me the worst fucking cramps.
Really?
Like I knew it. If I took this pill, I would get better and I could breathe.
Stomach hurt like hell.
I've never felt anything that painful. Like, someone was in there. Like, the pills were little robots, and they went in there, and they were like, intestines. Let's tie that around his stomach in a bow, like a
It's kind of like that Mucinex shit I bought. Like, I had fucking phlegm-filled lungs and had no room for air, and it fucking sucked. But when I took the Mucinex, it dried it up so much that I'm still fucking coughing, and now it's burning because it's a dry cough, and it fucking hurts my lungs just the same.
I think I skipped over a lot of that then, because I just went right to the fucking dry cough, but dude...
Well, I started out with a dry cough, so...
So tomorrow I'll be full-blown dead.
Well, first day for me, it was a dry cough, whatever kept me up. Next day, it was getting mucusy, and then the next day... It was full on fucking, you've got a, you know, chest full of...
I am a quick learner, though.
Fluid shit, and you're gonna die.
Sweet.
And now I'm back to almost no mucus, dry cough shit.
It was fucking hell, though. Like, I was working and, like, going upstairs and carrying 100 pounds. Like, it's not that tiring, but, dude, it fucking winded me today. And I was like... I can't breathe. And then I cough up something. I'm like, I can breathe again. Cool.
Yeah.
How many more of those are in there?
Fucking, I didn't complain nearly as bad as You.
Can I tell you why?
Why?
Okay, so you have two people, right? You and me, hypothetically. Mm-hmm. Say one person rarely gets fucking sick. Rarely. Okay. And when they do, they get fucking sick, and then they... Okay. The other person, they're kind of sick all the time. And, you know, not all the time, but more times than not. And so maybe... You're used to being sick, and I'm not. So when I get sick, I flip the fuck out because there is a war in my body right now.
I see it as I've dealt with being sick before, so I think of it like as less of an ordeal because I've dealt with it before, and I know how to handle it.
But as a human...
And I haven't been sick in a long time, which this is the sickest I've probably been since, I don't know, a while. And fucking, you know, yeah, I know how to deal with it and all that. So I just fucking, you know, keep going on with my daily whatever.
Right, because you're used to it.
Well, I'm not used to it. I just know how to handle it better. I know what to do, you know, what to take, what to, you know, what to eat, what to drink, what, you know, whatever. Like, I wasn't drinking soda all fucking last 2 days.
Well,
I've been drinking water and juice.
I'll tell you what. Cigarettes and Rockstar, not getting me better.
Well... You, when you get sick, you don't get sick very often. And when you do, it could be like the tiniest little bug to where I wouldn't even notice if I was sick.
Come on now.
But you, it's like full on fucking swine flu.
H1N burger.
Because you're so fucking delicate.
I don't think that's it at all. I think I'm such a fucking immune system badass that it, you know, by the time the sickness... gets to the point where it's affecting me.
You think it's super virus?
We need the fucking reinforcements and shit. The South is winning and they want slavery everywhere, and that is not going to happen in my body. It's my
body. So you think colds are way worse when they get to you, and that's why it affects you?
No, not
worse.
At all. And I've had it where I felt like you've had a cold and then I got it for like a day,
right.
And then that was it. But like when I really get it and it affects me.
It's just funny to me because, like, I don't know, being a woman, I've had stomach pains, cramps, whatever, dealt with that, and I fucking worked through it just fine. But if you get a stomach ache, you're on the toilet all fucking day going, oh, my stomach hurts, I can't fucking sit still, it hurts, oh, like, crying in tears. And I could have the same stomach ache and be like, oh, I'm gonna go to work.
Well.
It's cute.
Being a man... You being a woman, right? It's gonna maybe sound a little sexist. I don't know. We were made in God's image.
I agree with Burger. Matt is a pussy.
You know what? Fuck you. And fuck you for getting me sick.
Sorry.
It's all right.
Shouldn't have made out with me after I told you I'm sick.
Well, that was my fucking bad then.
Yeah, and then the next day try to avoid me completely and not touch me, but... The night before, you just fucking made out with me, and yeah.
I was just trying to help.
Trying to help what?
Myself to your vagina. No, I don't know. I just...
Like, one day,
I hadn't seen you all
care.
Fucking weekend. I didn't expect, except I read it on Facebook, to come home to sick and dying Danny.
Well, I told you about it, and then you still made out with me and shit. Like, you didn't care that I was sick, and I was like, okay, cool. And then the next day, it's like, you're sick, stay away from me.
Well...
And I was like, God damn it.
Terrid, though.
Whatever.
Nah.
Maybe you had a brain fart for a moment.
I was kind of bummed, too, because I was like, totally Thursday, rap night. I had something written. I was going to record it. And I was like...
You sound like shit.
Yeah. Gonna have to maybe not do that now, so that's fine. Okay.
Whatever. It happens. Oh, well.
Do you know what it might be from?
What?
Meat.
I didn't know anybody that was that sick around me either.
And that's what's weird. Like, I won't just randomly catch it. Like, I have to smoke pot with someone that has it or, like, make out with my girlfriend when she has it. Usually I don't just get it, like, randomly. I'm never patient zero, you know?
I kind of have a weird theory about it. Now, I have been around people with small colds. And shit, and I think that the person I work with who had the small cold gave me a small cold, and my body turns it into something fucking retarded. Mutated.
Interesting.
It's like, hey, you know what? We're going to go to the next level here, and then we're going to give it to whoever she comes in contact with.
Berger says it doesn't matter if you fuck or not. If your partner is sick, you are going to get sick.
That's not true.
And I, well, if you share a little shithole fucking house with mold in the walls and dead mice, yeah, sure.
Well, it depends. I don't know.
But you remember when Sean first moved in?
Yeah, he brought fucking AIDS.
Yeah, and then we all fucking got it. Just yeah. Because, you know.
Well.
That sucks.
He also fucking drinks out of cups and then fucking tries to wash them, doesn't get all the shit out of it, puts it back like it's clean. And
well, that was maybe his cup.
He left AIDS all over our dishes.
We're coping with that really well, though, I like to say.
What?
The AIDS.
Oh.
You don't look like your T-cell counts a day over two. I mean, you're doing all right. All right.
Sure.
406-204-4687. Give us a call. We do this every Monday, Wednesday, Friday when we're not dying. 7 p.m. Pacific, 10 Eastern, of course.
Even when we're dying.
That's, yeah. And I mean, if you want to, you say, oh, Matt's just talking shit. He probably gets sick all the fucking time. Like, go back through the fucking episodes, man. You'll hear me sick maybe once a year, if that. And I always have a fucking reason why. Some other motherfucker.
I used to get bronchitis or laryngitis at least once a year around like the same time every year. And then when I had my surgery, I think my immune system was like, fuck yeah, now we can take care of regular shit.
Well,
and I
yeah,
didn't get
dude.
Sick for like a year. But now I get something again.
Your immune system wasn't fucking spending 23 and a half hours of every day trying to kill this fucking tumor. So yeah, it was fucking ready to rock. You pulled that thing out and it was like, shit. Now what are we going to do? There's
we have
all
free
of us
time?
Here. Fuck.
I don't know what to do. It's like somebody who just got fired from a full-time job.
Kind of.
I have free time now.
So anyway, the sickness may have come from this. In Washington here, a sampling of grocery store meat in five U.S. cities has shown a type of drug-resistant bacteria contained in about one quarter of beef, chicken, pork, and turkey for sale. Meh. Now, is this the super bug that is going to right the planet? Or is this just... This is the... what am I trying to say? This is the...
New mad cow
words,
disease.
Words, words,
it,
more
it's
words.
In poultry, beef, and pork. All three.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what it could be.
Well, no, what I'm trying to say is this is the... Fuck! The culmination, that's not the word I'm looking for, but the culmination of years and years and years of way over antibiotic prescribing.
I have, whatever, evolution?
Well, yeah, but you don't have antibiotics like that in the natural world, so when these viruses and bacteria are evolving, they don't have that to contend with.
Right.
So you get one in the body, and then it, you know, adapts and all that, and it multiplies generations, and it's, you know, the ones that don't get killed by the antibiotics will go on, and now we're all fucked.
See, that's why every year your flu vaccination is different, because every year it changes. So, whatever. So it has to be something fucking different to combat it. But if it's in all three of those, I don't know, really.
What do we eat?
Like, it's not... It can't just be E. coli.
Staphylococcus aureus, a bacteria that can cause skin infections, pneumonia, sepsis, or endocarditis in people with weak hearts, was found in 47% of samples. Damn. That's half.
Is that like streptococcus? Fucking
sure. Staph infection. Staphylococcus.
Oh. Huh. Now, is that
to
in
say
the
caucus? Come on.
Is that the animal that the meat came from? Is a fucking disease, or is it just a fucking bacteria that grew while the meat was being processed?
Honestly, this is a bacteria that was created by the government.
Yeah, I don't buy that.
And now the only way you can protect yourselves from this government-created bacteria that is sweeping our nation is to buy a Jam Hole Church sticker.
Oh.
Now, see, what you may not know is that we knew this was going to happen. We've been saving one, count them, one super antibiotic. It's never been used before. There's no possible way that these bacteria could be immune to it.
Okay.
Now, we've been saving it, though, for, you know.
All right.
For when we really need it. Because, like, right. I say, use it once, and then that's it. It's fucking done. We survive, but then...
So, why can't we take it to a lab and duplicate it?
Well, we did. And it's on the Gemhole Church stickers. Get it?
Right.
So, if you don't want to die from Staphylococcus aureus, you have to buy a Gemhole Church sticker. And put it on. Now, it's kind of like a sheet of LSD of sorts.
It's like a fentanyl patch. Just stick it on. There
right,
you go.
Yeah. That's why they're stickers. We didn't make stickers for your car. Car's not going to get sick. You are.
Anyway.
So you take it and you put it on your forehead. And
The fucking bacteria E. coli grows after, you know, the shit is being processed, like fucking in tomatoes or chicken or whatever. I mean, it grows in it while it's being produced or whatever.
Is
but
pretty badass.
But it's a bacteria not developed by the animal. So I'm wondering,
right.
Is it...
Isn't that a fecal-born thing?
Yeah, I think so. I'm not positive. But yeah, cow disease is something that goes wrong in the cow's brain that is genetic. And it happens because of the fucking animal itself. So I wonder if it's some
a
kind
natural,
of weird,
right,
some kind of weird fucking bacteria landed on something and did something with something and fucking grew into mutant whatever, or if it's because of the animal itself.
I'd like to think, though, that if it had been doing that, like, we would have seen it before, you know? Like, this kind of just seems like all of a sudden. And
well,
granted,
I mean,
they have incubation periods and all that, but, you know, in the scheme of an evolutionary time period for a bacteria, like, this happened kind of bow.
Well, I know. I mean, it could be fucking any kind of bacteria morphing into something new. I mean, if it's just a bacteria and it's not virus-related in any way, then it could be fucking anything. It could be E. coli turning into some new fucking crazy whatever bacteria, you know, it could be fucking anything.
More than half, 52% of the infected samples contained a tough strain of S. aureus that was resistant to at least 3 types of antibiotics. So we just kept, you know, pumping it full, and now it's resistant to everything. You can't even step on it. It's shoe-proof.
Just
weird.
Fucking dunk it in a barrel of penicillin.
Bleach? No, I don't think so.
Do you want your chickens dunked in bleach?
Honestly, I don't want my chickens anymore. So if you know anyone that wants some chickens, thejamhole.com/donate. You give us money. Yeah, you give us money and we'll give you chickens.
What about beef and pork?
Fuck, man. That's kind of cutting into my my pie chart of what I eat.
Yeah, your list of 3 things?
No.
Whatever.
More. Beef, chicken, pork, turkey, chicken.
Ham, maybe?
Chicken-flavored turkey. Yeah, well, fuck. If you want to go pork, we'll say bacon, ham, Canadian bacon.
I'm just saying, okay, regular meat. You're going to have beef.
Right, sure.
You're going to have pork, chicken, and I don't know if you eat fucking moose or deer or whatever. Whatever, your basic fucking meats, and then you have, like, fucking pasta that you eat.
Burger has a point. He says chicken is dunked in a vat of ammonia. You can sometimes taste it. I've never tasted that.
Yeah.
Huh. I just, like, let the cat piss on whatever we eat just so get that ammonia in there. Clean it out.
Sure. Do that.
But pretty interesting. And I'm sure the more we go on and, you know, abuse the fuck out of any kind of drug that kills any of these, and then it seems like a war that we can't win just because of how long it takes us to do a generation compared to them.
So I'm curious, if our meat food supply is completely tainted in however many years, like, you can't fucking grow your own cows or chickens or anything because they will be 100% most likely to be infected with this, whatever, antibiotic-resistant thing.
Staphylococcus aureus.
Right. If everyone is fucking infected by that, what are you going to do? Are you going to fucking go from being a carnivore to a vegetarian?
No, I believe that if that happens, and this is a fucking huge if, but if and when that might happen,
I could see it happening.
The prophecy will be fulfilled, and there will be a journey, a legend, a traveler check, if you will. All of us, we will go on a mission to find Cow Zero.
I think.
And now
there would be a lot of cannibalism. Just saying. And probably a zombie apocalypse at that point, from people eating the diseased meat.
Well, and yeah, becoming, I mean, that's how the zombies start, right, which is also part of fulfilling the prophecy. But
I just think it'd be funny to watch you fucking eat a salad
and then fucking throw it up all over
grin
the place
and bear it because that's all you have. Just
oh,
fucking
man, how I would kill myself and let you eat me.
You drown it in ketchup or some shit.
No, that's not what, because by the time it fucking even gets to that point, I will have successfully completed the mission, found Cow Zero, and cloned it. And now we have two cows. One to clone and one to eat.
Yeah, but Cow Zero has already been fucking processed through a plant for Mm-mm. fucking FSA to Mm-mm. bring to your restaurant.
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
When shit hits the fan, honey, there's no more FSA. I'm sorry. We are going to...
No, I'm saying if you want to find Cow Zero, you're not going to find it because Cow Zero was alive before the shit went haywire to begin with.
Right, but...
Cow Zero is around before you know that there's anything going on to do anything about it. So, you're fucked.
No, Cow Zero is not affected by this. That's why it's Cow Zero. Did you not read the prophecy at all?
And if it's not affected and it's Cow Zero, by the time shit goes fucking haywire, that cow is going to be packaged up and eaten already. You see what I'm saying?
Again, did you read the prophecy?
Each generation of cattle is fucking recycled.
Not this one.
You understand what I'm saying?
They all come from one cow that is Cow Zero.
No, they are not.
Read the fucking prophecy.
They have a male and a female cow. They breed. They fucking sell the adults for fucking meat.
No,
and then they breed the offspring and keep going on and on and on.
Now you're confusing the listeners too. Burger says Cow Zero is the first infected one. No, Cow Zero is the only cow not affected. See what I mean? See?
You're confusing.
Well, if it was confusing, and you know...
Well, by the time shit fucking happens like that, you're not going to find an uninfected cow.
The prophecy said I would.
What if the bacteria, virus, whatever, becomes airborne, and now everybody has it no matter what? Fuck you. You can't escape it. Ha. Apocalypse.
Pretty sure I can, because
apocalypse.
You know why? You know why,
done.
Though? I have something that you are overlooking.
I'm going to watch you fucking wither up and die. For your fear of vegetables.
You're going to watch me look at you with that weird I'm hungry look. Just know that when I look at you like that, you, to me, have turned into a steak.
I'll hunt turtles there. How about that?
Mm.
I don't know. I'll find something.
Pretty crazy, though. Most of the time, the bacteria would be killed off during cooking, but risks of contamination can come from handling raw meat, in the kitchen and touching other utensils,
Cross-contamination?
Yeah.
Much?
From handling my raw meat and your utensils. And from eating meat that is not fully cooked. Huh.
Hmm. Yeah, you know, when you fucking come into my restaurant and you're like, I want that blue rare. Yeah, so... Fucking
so
suck on that. It's not my fault if you fucking die of whatever AIDS.
Well, no, it's not. But I would expect that when they make their order, they would also sign the waiver that says you are an idiot and...
Well, no. Yeah. Like, most corporate places won't serve any kind of hamburger or meat under medium. And there's a reason for that. Because places have gotten sued before from getting sick because of fucking bad... undercooked meat.
Do you think that's done on purpose?
But regular places, they don't mind if the customer asks for rare or whatever, you know, it's on them. But then if they get sick, they'll come back and be like, blah 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 blah, you know, oh fuck you, or I don't know, talk shit about you.
But that's what I'm saying. Do you think that's done on purpose, or is that like when you order something raw? Like that. Like, I mean, it's cooked, but it's pretty
raw.
Like,
I have
like,
regulars that order that way. Hmm. You know, and it's not like, oh, they're just doing it this one time so they'll get sick and be able to sue.
Like, they eat it.
They eat it every day, you know. And if it fucking looks almost to where it's done on the outside and I serve it, no, uh-uh, they send it back. They want it just marked and then served.
Does that it's taste disgusting. Good?
It's raw hamburger.
Hamburger?
Yeah.
Oh, you're talking. I thought you were talking about steaks.
No.
Ugh.
Well, I mean, people steaks the same thing.
Burger just said is from ground meat. There's a lot greater chance with ground mm-hmm. meat. You hardly get sick from steaks.
Right. That's why you don't have to sign a waiver in corporate places to get a fucking mid rare steak. You know, that's.
Is it because the steak comes from one?
It's one
cow.
Cut. It's
the
not...
ground beef is like all of the cows right. picked up off the floor and then.
Ugh. Steaks are certain cuts, and they don't have to be processed to fucking you know right. whatever. But no, dude, fucking rare. Oh God, it's so disgusting. It's like the outside's kind of warm and the inside's still cold and red.
Like if meaty. I bite into a steak and it's frozen on the inside, yeah, that's no.
Yeah, problem. Like a steak when they order it blue rare, you literally cut it open and it's still got that blue tint from being raw. That's blue rare. It's disgusting.
It's no, I just kind of thought of this because the other day we had some. Ground beef.
It's like take a going. Fucking big ass piece of steak, throw it on a grill, count to 10, and then flip it and count to 10 and then serve it. Like that's all they really want.
That's gross. You could probably cook it more on the ground in Arizona in the summer. Okay. But no, I thought maybe that's where we got this sick from because we had that ground beef in the fridge that was pretty ripe and old.
But we didn't eat it or handle it at all.
What if it's airborne?
Well, it was wrapped up.
No, I know.
I don't know.
So, right, most of the time it's killed off during cooking, but not this time because of your dirty ass fucking kitchens because you treat your workers like shit because you are greedy and trying to make as much money as possible. So,
probably.
If you pay me $6 an hour, I'm gonna probably not give a fuck. And in about 6 months to a year, you're probably going to get shut down from food poisoning. Quote, yeah. For the first time, we know how much of our meat and poultry is contaminated with antibiotic-resistant staph, and it is a substantial... That's Lance Price of the Translational Genomics Research Institute in Phoenix, Arizona, senior author of the study... quote, the fact that drug-resistant S. aureus was so prevalent and likely came from the food animals themselves is troubling and demands attention to how antibiotics are used in food animal production today. Holy shit.
What?
Holy shit.
What?
I didn't even think of that.
Hmm.
I was just, when I was talking about the overuse of antibiotics, I was saying in your kids and in humans. Like, holy fuck, I didn't even realize, like... Wow.
They're injecting your fucking food supply with antibiotics?
Everything.
Like, you didn't know that? You didn't think of that?
I guess I knew it, but I didn't really.
Why do you think there's an organic section in the grocery store that says, you know.
Because people are fucking idiots.
Natural and they'll, fed or whatever yeah. and no whatever. Like the fucking chicken and stuff. They put growth hormones and antibiotics and stuff to make them a certain way. You know, if they give them antibiotics, they don't get sick and die as often. So you get more product and you get bigger product because you give them growth hormones. Now, organic shit, it's all fucking fed off of stuff that doesn't have any sterile, all natural fucking feed. So they're natural chickens, but you also have the chance of it, I don't know, being...
Yeah, that's what Justin Fenn says. It's probably from the growth hormones they give yeah. the animals. And Berger says they use a super amount of antibacteria in our food.
Like, have you ever...
Yeah, we've watched Food, Inc.
Yeah. Have you ever stopped and looked at a package of fucking, I don't know, Tyson chicken breast? Okay?
Please, let's not bring that up again.
No. Check. No, go look at a fucking pair of breasticles off of a chicken... From Tyson.
Oh, I know.
Okay, and then go look at a pair of chicken breasticles off of an organic chicken. And tell me that that's not fucking natural.
Yeah, but what I find pretty awesome is that all 8 breasts in that Tyson box came from one chicken.
That's 4.
8.
4.
4. 4.
A pair.
In boxes? What?
A pair, as in 2.
2 breasts.
Right.
Right. So the chicken has
two breasts.
Two. All right. Anyway, that was terrible.
What the fuck? Do you think eat the chickens fuck have out four of
that
tits?
Too. No, well, that I was making the joke that ha ha ha.
Yeah, you really just didn't know. It's okay.
Anyway, no, I was that our chickens are so genetically modified that one chicken is a box of Tyson patties because it's just a fucking chicken with a head, maybe, and some tits, and that's it, basically.
Yeah, so. I don't know. Well, fucking, it's weird though because like the hormone fed ones or whatever, the meat looks different. It's actually white almost with a shiny filament, you know, which is the membrane separating it from the skin. And all that crap, and then you go to the organic shit, and it's got like a orange, almost yellow tint to the meat, and that filament is thicker. It's healthier. You know what I mean? It's just, it's different. It's like natural eggs versus bleached eggs. You know what I mean? It's got a color difference.
Right.
And it, I don't know, parts of it are healthier, but whatever.
It just seems like it's kind of... it seems like it would be really easy to make a product and say organic, 100% natural, no whatever it is you don't want in your food and all of what it is that you do want in your food, and then overprice the fuck out of it and boom, there we go.
I guess.
Like, that's, I guess that was the point I was trying to make, is that, like, the people that buy that shit, they don't know. They do it because it...
They're health nuts and
makes
blah,
them
blah, blah,
feel...
Yeah.
It's like in Whiter Shades of Pale, like the people that shop all that organic shit and the Tom's stuff, like they
right,
don't really
yeah.
know that it came from anywhere better than where anything else comes from.
Like, some organic shit, I will go ahead and say, is not good for you. Okay, so when you're fucking thinking, oh, I'm being, you know, earth friendly and fucking, you know, against animal testing, whatever, or chemicals used on the food supply, fucking... Some of the shit you're buying is not better for you than
there
the manufactured shit.
There is one way for you as a human being to be earth friendly. You know what that is?
Die.
Kill yourself. Thank you.
Become dirt.
Pretty much. So I can't believe we've spent this long talking about this.
I can talk about sure. food forever.
Oh, right. I forgot. Okay. Right. So let's wrap this up. The... S. aureus is not among the four bacteria routinely tested in meat by the U.S. government. Do you know what they test for routinely?
E. coli?
Mm-hmm.
Mad cow disease?
Bacteria, not diseases.
Oh, okay.
What are the
fucking
four bacteria that
E.
coli,
strep something, coccus, and fucking...
You fail. Salmonella.
No, okay.
Campylobacter, E. coli, and Enterococcus.
Oh, okay.
And
something
those,
almost caucus.
You heard how I pronounced them? That's how it's fucking pronounced. And Justin Fan says, buy from the Hooterites or the Hotterites.
No, don't do that. Don't do that. Don't do that. They're sometimes they're dirty. The Hooterites buying, you know, the fucking fresh farm raised natural eggs and poultry and beef and whatever, buying it from fucking little farms. Family owned.
Plus,
and stuff.
They're kind of nuts, though, like religious.
They don't have to be OSHA certified or fucking, you know, whatever.
I'm just saying, if you're not careful with your blessings, you might get them mixed up, and that could really be fucked for you.
They don't have to be fucking sanitary or, you know, be checked to get a fucking letter grade for their establishment every 6 months or whatever. They could fucking strip down a fucking cow in their garage and fucking it could be next to a vat of
changing the oil in my truck.
Well, yeah, whatever,
stripping down,
you know,
this,
like,
cow got a pig over here,
yeah,
all using the same like 1.5 knives,
right,
and
dude,
no
you don't know what the fuck they did to that to prepare it to give it to you.
Well, and that was my point, is that, you know, you can buy organic and all that, but
well,
unless you really do your research, which no one fucking does. No one cares. It could,
well,
might as well be coming from wherever, because you have no idea.
Well, dude said buy from the Hooterites. That's why I was saying don't fucking do that, because they don't have to be certified with anything.
Oh, well, I
think the organic, organic farms do have to be certified. They do get tested and shit, and they do get letter grades like we all do, and blah, blah, blah. So, name brand organic shit that is making a living off of doing that is usually certified or whatever. Fucking don't get it from your neighbor that has a beard and you think is Hooterite. Don't do that.
More than 2 million people in the U.S. are infected with these four bacteria every year, and hundreds die. The young and the elderly.
Huh.
And people with weakened immune systems are most at risk.
People with AIDS.
Or...
we're gonna die.
Sure. Okay. You know, there's other ways to weaken immune system. You know, it doesn't always have to be AIDS. AIDS is like...
well, I mean, that's like the fucking virus that weakens your immune system, so...
well, AIDS, or like, cancer. Set the standard, but, yeah.
Or cancer doesn't weaken it, but fucking chemo does, so... whatever.
I don't know, man. The more I live, the more a bubble is looking very, very...
gonna be bubble boy.
Clean. Home sweet home, right?
Run around in a fucking giant...
well, when
Michelin
I'm
man
when I'm the only human that's still alive as far as humans go, and I'm running around in my hamster ball while you guys are all zombies eating brains, you'll
what about when you want to have sex? You're gonna have like a fucking decontamination chamber thing, and you have to like, hey, want to go back? You know, they'll be like, oh, you want to fucking do something, and you're like. You're like, oh, let's go back to my place. And you're like, no we have to go to mine.
Is she also in a bubble?
No.
Well, then she's a zombie. And then I wouldn't kill her. I wouldn't
well,
fuck her.
Pretend
around.
This is before the zombies.
Oh. Well, then I would just get out of my bubble and fuck her.
Well, then you're contaminated with whatever.
But there's no zombies, so what
you're trying
it
to prevent becoming a zombie by secluding yourself from the general atmosphere, right?
Sure. I don't even know. Fuck it.
God damn it.
The 136 samples that were tested included 80 brand... but you know how we could do it? It would be like, have you ever seen the cells divide?
Yeah.
It would be like that. Like one bubble, and then it would divide into two bubbles.
See, I was totally thinking like one of those fucking labs where everything's like, I don't know, sealed and contained or whatever, and you like take your fucking hamster ball and roll into this doorway that fits it exactly and... locks
yeah,
and pressurizes
and clean. Yeah, fuck yeah. Fuck yeah.
If that's like stripped down and get powder coated and whatever and fucking pressure washed and get into a different suit.
I was also maybe thinking, since I'm going to be the one engineering this bubble, I could engineer a little cock sock in there that would, like, you put the arms in, also have one for the cock. Because, I mean, I'm not going to pee in my bubble. That's just shit.
It'd be like an astronaut thing. You, like, have a waste container.
What would it take, do you think, to make one of those?
A lot.
Of?
Money.
Plastic? Oh, money?
Mm. Money. Because you would have to
what if we made one not maybe exactly up to the standards of sterilization?
Like a bathysphere versus a submarine?
I was thinking more like a bubble versus a hamster ball that I could just roll around in for fun.
Oh, well. And you're not really staying away from bacteria, but you can
practice
roll around
makes
in a bubble.
Perfect, though.
That probably wouldn't take very much. Depends on what you want to make it out of. Like actual plastic?
Metal?
What? That's not a bubble, that's a ball.
Hamster ball.
Oh, plastic.
Huh. Strong plastic, though, right? And not number 7, because I don't want to get the cancer.
I would almost do plastic versus... fucking flexible plastic.
Whoa.
Versus what?
Outer layer, that shit that the super bouncy rubber balls are made of. Inner layer, that shit that the
padded rooms,
the loony bins are made of. That's it, dude. And well, then I would bounce to space.
Well, I would almost do fucking like off the movie Bubble Boy, the flexible plastic versus the hamster ball, hard plastic.
Fuck yeah, dude.
Because if someone pushes you in a hard plastic ball, you're just going to go.
And I'm also thinking it could probably have a thing that, like, the girl could back into and then seals, and then it extends into where I'm at, and then we can fuck that way.
It would have to have, like, a pressurizing, decontaminating system right there.
If I wanted to, like, take it in the water, sure, but, you know.
What?
If you're not pressure, you don't have to depressurize unless you're like coming up fucking, you know, from
underwater.
I'm
still saying if you wanted to fucking use a bubble to keep germs out.
Oh, right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
And then they wouldn't even get all of it because she has a vagina and who the fuck knows what the hell's hiding in there. So.
Well, I fucking would.
Yeah, I don't know.
I would start.
Okay.
I would have my lab.
Well, we will keep you posted on the jamhole.com on Matt's bubble adventure.
God, how awesome.
Or hamster ball adventure.
How awesome.
It's going to be a tire rolling down a hill. That's what it's going to be.
And it's and then another
test one. Oops.
And then a doctor visit because I broke my fucking arm or some shit.
Fucking me holding the camera, nice. Shaking because I'm laughing my ass off, and you go, ah, kadoosh.
Oh man,
I think I broke something.
You know what? You're right. Instead, I'll just go watch Jackass and pretend.
That works.
It would be cool though.
I mean, like, what kind of, seriously? What are we talking about? Because we're never gonna have the fucking time, money, dedication. And shit to actually go through mm-hmm. with it. It's a cool idea. Yeah, we talk about it. We think about it. Sounds like it'd be great fucking video, whatever. And yeah, that's the end of it usually.
Could you imagine, though, if we were doing this show and we had a disposable income? Like, say I was a trust fund kid, found you out in fucking Europe somewhere traveling. We fell in love, did the show, and we just have like unlimited, not unlimited, but money to do whatever with.
Well, I'd do, wow. My life would be significantly different than it is right now.
Because, like, right now we have the brains to come up with ideas. We just don't have the money to...
Resources.
Could you imagine, though, what would be done if
we would have,
had...
like, a jam hole mansion with a separate studio fucking, you know, specifically for
this. I would basically
this.
Hire somebody... to go back and listen to every episode. And they would probably have to be an engineer, right? We'd need the engineer to do that. And then they would be in charge of bringing to reality everything that we want.
No, I find it very much more enjoyable to do it yourself.
Really?
Yeah.
I find it very much more enjoyable to play Angry Birds Rio and watch someone else
do it.
Well,
no, if you have an... unlimited supply of money, that means you don't have a job that you have to be at, and you don't have to do show notes because you hired somebody else to do it or to upload the show or do site maintenance to everything. You know, you have free time, so why not build a fucking rocket ship in your backyard? Why not?
It's very intriguing because it almost sounds like at that point you become a surrogate.
You're doing something to keep you from being completely bored. It's an adventure or whatever.
You live through the surrogate, but the surrogate is a real person.
No.
Do you get what I'm saying? You have enough money that you can just pay people to do that shit for you.
We'll do all the stuff that we don't want to do, but exciting, cool things like building a fucking whatever. That would be something that we should do ourselves to talk about it and be like, haha, remember this when we were fucking putting this together? Ha 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 ha. You know, and this was wrong because it fucking blew up. Ha ha.
Remember when you bet me that the ellipse would be more structurally sound than the circle, and then you went down it and broke your neck? Ha ha ha. That was fun. Berger says Danny would have an unlimited supply of Coke. Can I be your butler in your mansion?
Yeah, yes. Good point. If I had an unlimited supply of money, I probably would have OD'd by now.
God, can we just
I'd have a doctor on hand with fucking shock paddles constantly. Yeah, I'd never die. Fuck that. That'd be fun.
I want what I want right now.
No, like, fucking,
isn't
you
that,
know.
Though, isn't that where Michael Jackson was, basically?
No, he was being...
disposable income, as much money to do whatever he wanted.
He was being sedated to sleep.
To have enough money to have a doctor on hand.
Right,
that's
at
like
your house.
So. I want 200 milligrams of oxycodone. And now that's probably going to put me under, so you're going to have to also be ready with 50 cc's of adrenaline and probably some cocaine to bring me out.
Right.
And he's like, anything else? And I'm like, no. And then I just lay back, IV in, living life through the surrogate. Fuck. Money, motherfuckers, money.
I don't know.
It'd all right, let's cool. Let's wrap this up here. The 136 samples were tested included 80 brands of meat, and were taken from 26 retail grocery stores in 5 cities, L.A., Chicago, Fort Lauderdale, Flagstaff, and, of course, the Capitol.
Oh.
The U.S. Capitol, right. So, yeah,
I wonder what farms they were tested from. Like, were they Tyson Farms or fucking, like, Pepperidge Farm shit?
Pepperidge Farm.
I don't know.
My goldfishes have the fucking Staphylococcus.
You know what I mean? Like, fucking the big companies and shit. Like, yeah, which one was it? Like, who got the bad mark? Like, oh, you're infected. You know that shit didn't leak out because they seal that up like fucking a virgin's twat, you know. Like,
yeah, right. Yeah. The report said the bacteria was found inside the meat and therefore was not likely to have come from handling. Instead, the likely culprit was, quote, are you ready? Densely stocked industrial farms.
Ah, so overcrowded conditions.
Where food animals are steadily fed low doses of antibiotics. Because they're living in their own shit. So
yeah, that's...
they have to maintain that equilibrium. But and then we eat that, and you wonder why we have staph infection in my mouth? Ugh.
Yeah.
Ideal breeding grounds for drug-resistant bacteria that move from animals to humans. Quote, antibiotics are the most important drugs that we have to treat staph infections. But when staph are resistant to 3, 4, 5, or even 9 different antibiotics, like we saw in this study, that leaves physicians few options. The study did not assess the risk to the population posed by the resistant staph strain, but Matt and Danny of the Jam Hole pretty much laid that out for you.
That's probably what we're infected with right now.
Quote, now we need to determine what this means in terms of risk to the consumer. That's us. We're the consumer.
If you're healthy, you'll get sick for a little while and get over it. If you're old, you'll die. If you're a baby, you'll die. If you're sick already with some weird disease, you'll die.
Justin Fan says, I like the government conspiracy idea.
I know, right? Like,
it probably is. Fuck it. You know, the government's all against its people.
And by the way, I hope you're all still taking your potassium iodide pills. Because we're all fucking dying of radiation.
Right.
So I had some thoughts that I just kind of want to close the show with. Maybe this will foster a little discussion, maybe not. Japan earthquakes, right?
Right.
Okay. They've been having...
They're all playing DDR at once. Oh my god. That's what happened.
Whoa.
They fucking got and played Cowgirl on challenging mode, and that's what happened.
Whoa.
Dude. If you've ever seen that song.
So I was listening to something today. I forget what it was. Dr. Kiki, something like that. And they were talking about how Japan is built on unstable ground, basically. Because it's an island and there's lots of faults that no one really knew were there. But they're there and this and that. And there are different kinds of faults. And not, you know. So.
Fucked up plates.
Kinda. They said, I forget, I wish I would have fucking remembered more, but anyway, like, there's the plate tectonics, which is plate sliding, right?
Right.
And then when one gets too far or hits a pocket or something, then earthquake happens, whatever.
Right, but you're more susceptible for earthquakes if you live on a fault where it's cracked, where they move over each other.
Right,
so
right.
Is that what you're trying to say? They're...
Well, because Japan's an island.
Uh-huh.
So... It's kind of unstable to begin with, I guess. I don't know. But what I was thinking, my question was, if you have a place, a city or a location, whatever, that's on unstable ground, and then you hit that place with 2 nuclear bombs, does that have any...
Well,
effect on the actual plate tectonics? Because that's a lot of compression coming down, and I don't know. I was just curious.
Since I can relate this to California, because it's close to the water, and it's on a couple different faults, I think 1 or 2 or whatever, and yeah, they have earthquakes all the time. Fucking, if you were to nuke, like, 3 spots of California, it would put the entire state in the ocean. Like,
right.
You could break it off from the United States and put it in the ocean. Now, I doubt that it would fuck with the plates to move to create more of an earthquake, but because it's on that fault already, it will fucking move.
That's interesting. Like, I don't think I was just kind of curious, like, if we turn back time, and because the nukes were man-made, that never would have happened naturally, right?
Right.
So if we were to turn back time, not nuke them, not have any of the wars, whatever, let's just say that never happened, would we still be seeing this crazy activity, or would that activity wait another 50 years?
No, I doubt that. No, I highly doubt
Because that's
that.
A lot of...
Because you got to think about where the plates are. They're way deep, dude. I think they're deeper than the crust. We haven't been able to penetrate deeper than just our fucking Earth's crust, okay? So how in the fuck would something penetrate to disrupt the plates? I mean, I can understand sound waves to maybe vibrate it a little bit. I don't know, maybe.
Well, and I'm just thinking like a nuclear bomb. Like, once that explodes, there's such a massive concussive blast that it seems like that would make some sort of difference.
No, I don't think so, dude. I think that...
You think all the plate movement is so far...
Is natural.
What?
I think the plate movement is natural.
Right, it is natural.
Right, it's Absolutely. Not being forced to be moved by any bombs or anything.
But that's what I'm saying, is does the bomb add to that already natural movement and accelerate the process?
I highly doubt that.
Really?
Yeah. Huh. I don't know. I highly, highly fucking doubt that. I could see without the creation of the nuclear bomb, be like, you know, we wouldn't have as much sickness and shit or whatever, but the Earth's land mass wouldn't look any different, you know, like, oh, you know, fucking South America and Africa are still connected. No, I doubt that, you know. Like, I'm pretty sure it would have moved just as much or, you know... I don't know.
Maybe. Interesting, though. I was just kind of thinking about that today. Like,
it really
man,
just affects the surface.
Are we to blame for that a little
like,
bit?
Like, I mean, even
you
the...
You shouldn't have picked Hitler's side, and that was maybe, you know, our bad for nuking you, but, you know.
I mean, think about this, okay? When a meteor, like a large meteor, crashes into the Earth's surface, it can make a huge fucking crater.
Huge.
Like, I don't know if you've ever seen, like, fucking sinkholes or whatever from old landfills.
Dude, holy
okay,
shit.
Okay, those are fucking huge. And a meteor fucking crashing in at however fucking fast it's going could make that hole, and it's still not penetrating deeper than our Earth's crust. Not even close to fucking come to the bottom of it. So... Think about that.
That is a good point, actually.
And then think about a nuclear explosion popping. It'll be like one
of
those fucking pop rock things.
Well, I'm just thinking back to the Bad Universe episode where he was saying how many megatons a meteor this size hits with, this size hits with, and this size hits with. And
it'd be like...
They're nowhere near a nuke blast.
You know on 4th of July how you can get that little fucking box of stupid annoying things you can throw on the ground and they pop?
Yeah, yeah.
Take one of those and squeeze it between your fingers. That's what a nuke does to the Earth. What it does to your fingers. They might be a little fucking sore. Red. Nothing permanent damage. Yeah.
Okay. Well, just thought. This is a simulation. Berger says, I think we caused the earthquakes by the nuke bombs. Justin Fan says, I think creating empty pockets in the earth from all the drilling of oil and gas makes a big effect. Fuck yeah, I bet, huh?
Yeah, all the pockets in the Earth's crust. Just saying.
Well, they were full, but now they're not.
But the plates are below the crust.
Right.
Right.
Hmm.
So, and air doesn't float down, so I don't know.
So, this is a simulation running to see how quickly humans will destroy a planet given certain variables.
All right.
This mm-hmm. simulation.
Okay.
I heard this talked about by some crazy smart guys the other day, and it kind of blew my fucking mind. So, we can only get so small, right, before we're in quantum physics land.
Right.
And that shit just doesn't make sense, and then that's it.
Okay.
The idea is that that's as deep as our simulation goes.
Okay.
Boom! My boom, mind's blown. No, but
I don't understand.
You, let's say you are setting up this simulation.
Uh-huh.
You start off with bacteria, with whatever.
The beginning.
How detailed does that simulation need to be? Say you are doing a simulation for a fish.
Okay.
How detailed would that fish's whole environment need to be?
Well, what do you want to achieve out of the simulation?
Just to see what happens.
What it does?
Just to see what it does.
Well, it depends what kind of atmosphere you want to put it in. Like,
well, no, I'm saying, like, you know, here.
Like, what do you mean?
Okay, so... Fuck. This is a terrible time to
There's
try to
too
fucking,
many fucking
explain
options,
this, but it's, it was so fucking cool.
Like, if I fucking wanted to build a simulation okay, on the growth of a fish in the fucking North Pacific Ocean, whatever, I would get that fish from a fucking hatchling, make sure it hatches or whatever, fucking put it in that relevant area, like, put the fucking natural corals, whatever plants, whatever fucking bait fish, and let it be, you know, and document whatever, I don't know, until it fucking grows to, it stops growing. Document it.
What I'm saying, though, is if your resources, it takes a lot of resources to run a full fucking simulation or whatever, mm-hmm. so you're only going to program in the things that are necessary.
Mm-hmm.
So when the simulation was first made, how far are these things going to get? Technological, spiritual, physical, oh. whatever. How far are they going to get?
Like the human race?
If that's what ends up coming off of the out of the simulation, then sure.
Well, you
Okay, you're designing. This is terrible. You're designing a simulation for a single celled organism. That okay. simulation has to encompass the organism and a little bit of its environment. How detailed are you? What resolution are you going to create that environment? Are you going to make stars and a universe and all that shit, or are you just going to make because it? Of what it is.
You would want to replicate reality as much as possible, right? To see how it would react in real life, right?
Right.
So, yeah, I would fucking do changing seasons in the sky and stars and moon and fucking polarity and whatever. And
right.
Yeah. Right. Start off like a little fucking mud pond with a single-celled organism thing and some bacteria humps it and it turns into a fish-frog-ape thing.
And then it fucks this thing, and now right. here we are. All right.
Yeah, there you go. Huh. I don't know.
It was just interesting the way it was put that this could be a simulation, and the reason that we can't go any further in certain areas is because it wasn't rendered.
Oh, you're saying...
Me as the creator...
At the end of evolution, at the end of the evolution of your fucking...
Simulation. Mm-hmm.
Right, okay. I don't know. That's kind of weird.
So as a creator, I'm only going to go so far because there's no way that these things will ever get off the planet or ever dig that deep into their own creation, right? So it stops at a certain point.
Well, are we talking a computer simulation where you could speed up the process? And look ahead.
Maybe more natural.
All right. Well, of course, it's going to stop at a certain point because you're at that certain point. You know, how fucking long is it going to take for something to evolve into something significantly different after you're dead? We'll put it that way.
Well, and how long does it take to evolve a consciousness that can question where it came from and what it's doing? I think that's where we're at.
After the missing link fucked the fucking
people,
Neanderthal
survival,
person.
Shelter, technology, now. Oh. We're digging through quantum physics and we're like, there's nothing there. Like, hey, tech support!
Well, I mean, you have fucking Neanderthals
We've
and monkeys.
We've gotten this far.
Whatever,
we need to go further now. So can you render the rest of whatever is there?
It's just they adapt to their new surroundings and shit. Like, oh, it's fucking an ice age. Oh, I'm going to figure out how to make fire. Okay. cooked food sounds good because it tastes good when I put it over fire, blah, blah, blah. And then there's more of them, so they're going to develop speech and yada, yada, and they fucking develop because of their surroundings. Now, if you fucking do a simulation with limited surroundings, they're not going to evolve because they have no pressure to evolve. Okay, you see what I'm saying? The reason we develop to a consciousness to be able to question where we came from is because we were forced to develop thought. See what I mean?
Sure.
Well, I mean, I don't know.
All I'm saying is that if this is a simulation running to see how quickly we will destroy the planet, I hope that they have a control. Human-free
Earth. An abort button.
Just to control another planet, just exactly like ours, no humans, nothing. Just to see,
Just come in and do some fucking maintenance work. Just clean up a little bit and whatever. Hit the refresh button. It's
fucking
cool.
A. And then before we get out of here, the oldest man in the world died in Montana. Did you know that?
How old was he?
100 and something. 115, 114.
Really? We haven't breached 120 yet?
No, 114.
Oh, shit. My grandmother's still pretty fucking old then.
Is that just kind of made me also think, like, can you imagine seeing the world like 1901?
Yeah, I can.
But like having lived through that
I'm
into
immortal,
now and like
duh.
Looking, being able.
I'm 700 some years old. No, I'm kidding.
Oh, shit, I forgot.
Duh.
I seeded this planet from
right.
mine.
Don't you
duh.
Know?
Haven't God. You watched the event? That was my
I
idea.
I am my own grandpa.
Paul?
Okay.
Come on.
No, my great-grandmother fucking died at 105, and it was, she had a bunch of pictures and shit from back then.
It just seems like that would be a pretty crazy time to see shit change, because, like,
well, yeah,
from,
dude.
Let's say, 1,000 up until the 1900s, well, let's say 1,000 up until the Industrial Revolution.
Right.
Shit was pretty much the fucking same. Like, there were no great advancement. I mean, there was in...
Small.
Okay, there was... For the time, but
right.
in our time now, looking back, not like.
Well, okay.
Fuck.
My grandmother, when she had cognitive thought and you could hold a conversation with her, even though she thought I was my mother for some reason, you know, she would talk to me. And I would fucking whip out this photo album she had, a big ass fucking like Bible looking thing, but wider. Full of like old black and white fucking, you know, whatever photos. And she was born in 1895. Okay. And died in 2000 on my brother's birthday.
That's that just
which sucks, but
that blows my fucking mind.
But she has pictures of her and her family fucking going across country in a covered wagon.
Yeah, dude.
With
Oregon
horses
Trail.
And yeah, no, I'm not kidding. And like pictures of fucking Indians, like real fucking cowboys and Indians shit, like, all that shit. And, like, she said that she could remember the first time that they were fucking around with phone or, like, recording shit. Because
Telegraph? Or actual phone?
Like, being able to hear your own voice. And I know I've actually seen it in a movie,
oh,
but she told me about that, and it's really funny.
Wow.
Like, I can't remember what movie it's from. But.
Justin Fenn says, I want to do the covered wagon thing. Fuck cars.
Oh, no, it's a movie right? with fucking the dude from Men in Black. Fucking, what's his name?
Tommy?
Yeah, Tommy Lee Jones. He's a fucking badass wannabe Indian guy who does something. But, yeah, in that movie, like, in the old fucking town, there's girls that are, like, rushing over to this fucking trolley-looking thing to go talk into this fucking micro, or I don't know, like a hole in a box. They go say hi, blah, 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 blah. And then he plays their voice back to him. And they're all fucking amazed. They're like, holy shit, you know, that's my voice. That's me. Ha, ha, wow, wow, wow. And
well, you got to realize probably up until that point, no one, you hear yourself talk from yourself. Like
right.
you never heard it being played. Like that must have, like, everyone just all of a sudden got really self-conscious in
it
that
was just,
time. Like, oh my God, I sound like such an
It was
hit.
Funny, though,
yeah.
because I heard my great-grandmother talk about experiencing that. Like
the hearing her voice for the first
yeah.
time type of thing?
Or, like, the first time she bought a phone. Or,
oh, wow.
you know, the first television set she got, or when she heard about it, or getting a microwave, or a fucking vehicle that goes faster than fucking 25 miles an hour. You know, like, all that shit. It was, it's pretty cool to have been able to talk to her. So
we have come a long way in some aspects, and we've gone so far backwards in others. Fuck yeah.
Yeah. She was 105. It's pretty cool. At that point, she was the oldest living person in fucking Florida or some crap, and she died. And it only took like 3 years for somebody to beat her, but whatever.
Well, this guy's name was Walter Bruning, and yeah, which just kind of cements the fact that everyone either goes to Florida or here to die. So,
It's kind of scary because I have longevity in my family. I'm worried that I'm going to live to like 100 and something.
Yeah, that's going to suck. Honestly, probably the least of your worries.
Well, no, my grandmother did some fucked up shit and she probably should have died. Huh? Like, that was back when the anesthetic that doctors used was cocaine.
Oh.
No, the cocoa powder or whatever they fucking called it is basically fucking pure cocaine. Because they took it from the cocoa plant or whatever. Whatever.
Sure.
But yeah, like, she actually did some fucked up shit and stuff, and I don't know, like.
I'm sure they all did.
Oh, and she lived to be 105. It's pretty weird.
Huh? His earliest memory stretched back 111 years before home entertainment came with the twist of a radio dial.
Yeah.
They were of his grandfather's tales of killing Southerners in the Civil War.
Yeah.
Fucking, some things never change. Bruning was 3 and horrified, quote, "I thought that was a hell of a thing to say." But the story stuck, becoming the first building blocks into what would develop into a deceptively simple philosophy that Bruning, the world's oldest man, at 114 before he died Thursday, credited to his longevity. Kill me a Southerner a day keeps the doctor away.
Yeah.
And then I have all of his slaves to do what I want. Shit.
Right, because you stole all of their fucking medical shit, you bastard.
Oh, I stole the slaves and then I set them free.
No, I'm talking about.
Oh,
you raided the Southerners that you fucking murdered.
Right.
Get it?
Yeah. Okay. Every change is good. Okay.
Okay. I wouldn't necessarily say that, but all right.
These are the secrets to a long life, okay?
Lots of whiskey, probably.
Embrace change even when the change slaps you in the face. Eat 2 meals a day. That's all you need. Work as long as you can. That money is going to come in handy. Help others. The more you do for others, the better shape you're in. Then there's the hardest part. It's a lesson Bruning said he learned from his grandfather. Ready?
Ready.
Accept death.
Oh. Yeah, that sucks.
We're going to die. Some people are scared of dying. Not me, because I know it's a simulation. I just go to the next level.
I doubt a 114-year-old man said, yeah.
Fuck yeah.
I'm not afraid of death because I know it's a simulation.
Yeah, that's right. Cool. I know that the next level will be awesome because I'll be Stargate flying. So that's cool.
Yeah.
We're going to die. Some people are scared of it. Never be afraid to die because, you know what? You're born to die.
Duh.
Hey, what were you born for? To die.
Nah, it's really funny to me when you... The oldest people that I've seen are people that fucking drank from the time they were 15 years old to the time they died, you know, and fucking smoked for 60-some years, a pack and whatever a day.
George Burns, classic example.
Ate the most nastiest fucking heart attack-giving shit possible. And they're still there, kicking it, just whatever. And they don't go to the doctor because, you know, they're one of those, I don't need no fucking doctor bastards, you know? They're just fine. But those health nuts that are always going to the doctor, if I could keep in checks on their blood pressure and glucose and blah, 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 blah,
they die early. I wonder if some of that isn't their own...
genetics?
Their own neuroticism kind of eating them away. You're neurotic about what you eat because you're worried that you're going to get sick all the time. If you're always stressed like that, then sure, you will, and then that, so.
I don't know. It's just weird to me.
Live a healthy life.
My luck, I seriously will die really old.
Fuck. You follow these rules, you may see the next generation.
Woohoo.
Try to kill their southerners.
Yeah, that would make me how old and fucking... That's just too old. No, I'm good.
Every change is good. Eat two meals a day. Work, help, and accept death. We are fucking on our way, right?
To death?
He died of natural causes in Great Falls Hospital, where he had been a patient for much of April with an undisclosed illness. He was the oldest man in the world and the second oldest person, according to the LA-based gerontology research group. Bessie Cooper of Monroe, Georgia, born 26 days earlier, is the world's oldest person.
God damn it. That just means there's more of a chance that I will live that much longer. God damn it.
So,
fuck. All right.
Pretty crazy shit.
Well, that's kind of depressing, so I don't know. I want to call that a show before I start crying and commit suicide.
Accept death. This is a simulation. If not, then you're all just born to die. So either hope it is or accept that shit.
I just think about living that long and watching the deterioration of everything and having to live through that.
Well, you think of how the vampires feel. Fuck. Having to live forever and watching their loves die. Thanks.
I need to find one of those. I'm going to turn me and then...
You'll turn me and then we'll turn...
We'll walk into eternity together. Woohoo. Like the end of Queen of the Damned. Yay.
Best thing about that movie. The end.
I was going to say, fucking, what's her name? The chick who died in the plane accident.
Oh, also her.
Right. But she was really hot. That was pretty cool.
Her, then the end.
Right.
So. All right. Well, is that a fucking show?
Yes, it all is. Right. I believe so.
Well, thank you for joining us. Thank you,
Dana. Thank you.
It's been a slice. Every Monday, Wednesday, Friday, 7 p.m. Pacific, 10 Eastern, thejamhole.com/live. Watch us live.
Aaliyah. That was her name. Sorry.
Nice.
Had to get that.
July 20th through the 25th, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. We're going to do a live show super party down there with a bunch of pod friends of ours. And then August 13th, Saturday, here. Third annual. Going to party.
Jamhole party.
Fuck.
Woohoo.
Album should be done by then. Got some great fucking shit coming back from FG. Just fucking killing it.
Fucking A.
Email info@thejamhole.com. Leave us a message 406-204-4687. Thejamhole.com. That's our website. Burger says, Matt, you are stuck with Danny for the rest of your life.
Or the rest of my life. Whatever.
For the rest of however long I allow your life to be in this simulation.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
You are listening to The Jam Hole. The Jam Hole. TheJamHole.com.